Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, December 13th, 2013. That's right, folks, it's Friday the 13th. That seems like a good day to discuss one of President Obama's recent speeches. Mr. Obama spoke on December 4th and said, quote, "Rising income inequality poses a fundamental threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe. Reducing this rising income inequality," the president said, "would be the focus of the rest of his presidency." I pose a rhetorical question. Who or what poses the greatest threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe? If you answered Barack Hussein Obama, then your answer is the same as mine, but I don't think resignation is what the president has in mind. The president spoke at a time when he is embroiled in scandals everywhere he looks. Benghazi Gate and its cover-up, IRS profiling of political enemies, secret investigations of reporters, and finally, NSA spying on everyone on the face of the earth, including the leaders of allied and friendly governments. Could it be that he was starting a conversation or announcing a topic he would use to take the scandals off the front pages in time for the 2014 elections? Maybe. But let's look at the merits of what he said. It's true that the income gap is increasing. It has been for about 40 years now. That coincides with the U.S. government converting from cash backed by gold to a credit-based economy back in 1971. Now the incomes of Americans eventually flow back to the banks in the form of interest. They have no savings, only debt. But has Mr. Obama's presidency been any different? Yes, it has been different. It's been worse. According to Jack Kelly, writing for To The Point News, during his first term, the incomes of the top 1% grew by 31.4%. The incomes of everyone else grew by just 0.4%. During Mr. Obama's administration, 95% of income gains have gone to the top 1%. During George W. Bush's presidency, only 61.8% went to the top 1%. In the first three decades after World War II, family incomes adjusted for inflation nearly doubled among the top 5% of income earners, and they also nearly doubled among the bottom 5% and also among everyone else. In other words, everybody benefited from this boom, the bottom, the top, and the middle. After 1975, these gains became fewer and fewer and far between, mostly went to those at the top, thus supporting my credit theory. The separation of the dollar from gold in 1971 set off an uncontrolled growth in banking and in government until they became virtually identical. People at the lower margins of the income scale become victims of the Fed's attack on savers. Technology and innovation, rather than increasing their standard of living, only increases their debt. Government grows and consumes wealth and production and everything around it. In conclusion, folks, here's a speech for President Obama to announce how he's going to fix this problem. End the Fed. End central banking. Return to a classical gold standard. Come home and mind your own business. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, December 13th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.